back to His Time. It is Thursday, May 29th, 7:30 a.m. Central Time, which means it is time to check in with Jane Wilkie from Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
7:30 a.m. Central Time. That sounds so early. I think I'm going to go back to bed. Good morning, Andy, and good morning to all the listeners. It's great to be back again this week. And I have something fun and something serious to talk about, and they connect with each other.
All right.
So the something fun is an event I only heard about, a type of event I only heard about for the first time last year, and it's called a quarter auction. Now, this quarter auction is happening at Meridian Village, which is our senior living community in Glen Carbon, Illinois, and I hear that it is an absolute hoot. I hear it's just a lot of fun. It's happening on Friday, June 20th, 2014. Well, obviously, I wouldn't be telling you that for June 20th, 2015, but it happens, and the proceeds are going to benefit Alzheimer's. But have you ever been to a quarter auction before, Andy?
I'm not sure I have. I don't know. What is a quarter auction? Well, do I only get a quarter of whatever I bid on?
No. You only bid with quarters.
I see.
So now, I've not been to this, and if I were going to be in town, I would go. But it's a little too far to come from Minnesota down. But I heard it was just a great time. So I did my research to find out what a quarter auction is. And here's what I think it is. So you've got your items, and the items are valued anywhere from $0 to $100. And you place that value on that donated item. Then you bid with quarters. And the quarters stand for the number of quarters depends on the value. So if it's valued at 0 to 25, you bid with one quarter. You put a quarter in the bucket. If it's 25 to 50, two quarters. 50 to 75, three quarters. 75 to 100, four quarters. So you come with a whole bunch of quarters.
Sure.
You want to bid on that particular item, they pass around a bucket, and let's say it's a $50 item, so you put in two quarters. Everybody who wants to bid on it puts in two quarters. And then you've got your little paddle, they take the numbers down, they draw a number. So at random, everybody has bid the same amount, which was two quarters. So at random, they pull a number, and if that number bid, that person gets it. But you've only lost 50 cents, but everybody else lost 50 cents, but you gained this item worth $50. So you've got a lot of people bidding. It doesn't cost you as much because it's bidding with quarters, but you've bid on a lot of things, so all those extra quarters go toward the donation. So I understand it's a very fun event.
That sounds like fun. That would probably be better than some of the other auctions that I've been to. I get I'm not allowed to bid on anything
well,
at auctions anymore.
And that is very true. I mean, that we want to have a philanthropic spirit. So we do want to participate. And many of the auctions have turned into large bidding items. So this is your opportunity. I'm not saying that's bad because we also do that too.
I come home with Christmas presents for everybody.
I know. And surprise things that you're not really sure what you're going to do with and what was I thinking moments. But this, just you bid by quarters.
Right. That sounds like a good plan.
It sounds like it's just a very fun event. And I know they did it for the first time last year at Meridian Village and had a great response. And so they're doing it again Friday, June 20th, 7 o'clock p.m. No cost to attend. Baked goods are also available. You can prepay for an all-in paddle for $25. And I don't know what that means.
An all-in paddle.
I forgot to take a look at that. But they've got everything. They've got donated items from, Mary Kay, Pampered Chef, Tupperware, raffle items. They've got a Cardinal autographed baseball a baseball autographed by Hall of Famers. So, I mean, there's just a whole wide variety of things. Quarter auction, June 20th, 7 o'clock p.m., Meridian Village. And it does help to RSVP, just so they kind of know. So if you do want to, I do have a number here at 618-205-4212, 618-205-4212. But I am sure that if you show up at that door at 7 o'clock p.m. on June 20th, bunch of quarters, they will not turn you down. But that's the fun event. And the serious thing is Alzheimer's itself. Now, we often talk here on the air about our support of benevolent care through Lutheran Senior Services, but we also support Alzheimer's. In particular, we are sponsors of the Alzheimer's Walk, Walk to End Alzheimer's, happening in September. I did forget to look up that number or the day, but believe me, I'll be chatting about it as we go on. So Alzheimer's, we know, is a very, very serious disease. I looked up some of the statistics. The local chapter of the Alzheimer's Association, you can get so many resources there. And that online is alz.org/STL. So I went on the Alzheimer's Association website and I looked at several things. And I was really struck by some of the statistics. They've got a great video there. And here are some of the statistics I pulled off. Every 67 seconds, someone develops Alzheimer's. It is the sixth leading cause of death. 5+ million people are living with Alzheimer's disease in America today. 1 in 3 seniors dies of Alzheimer's or dementia. Almost 2/3 of the people living with Alzheimer's are women. And women over 60 are more than 2 times likely to develop Alzheimer's than breast cancer. We put so much, as a woman, 60 and getting to be older than that, I know that so much focus on our preventive care is typically along the lines of cancer. Mm-hmm. We're very focused on that. We're very focused on heart disease. We don't really focus on anything we can do to prevent Alzheimer's. So I'm going to do a little research on what some of those things may be and add those in. But for today, I thought I would just mention that if you do have Alzheimer's, if you do live with someone or have someone that you love who's living with Alzheimer's, my prayers go out to you because I do know that that type of caregiving is extremely stressful and overwhelming. I did want to mention 2 things that Lutheran Senior Services does that hopefully can be of benefit. One would be respite care. So if you are a caregiver and you are the primary caregiver, first of all, I did want to let people know that if they do know someone who's the primary giver for an Alzheimer's, a person living with Alzheimer's, do offer to help. Do offer to, if it's not, sit with the person so the caregiver can get a break. Do offer to do some of the light cleaning, to make some meals, to run some of the errands, to take some of that burden off so that they can spend time with their loved one. But if you are a caregiver or you know of a caregiver and that caregiver needs a little bit longer respite time, we do offer respite care in 2 of our locations here. One is Merrimack Bluffs and one is La Clee Groves. And so respite care would be those opportunities for, let's say you had a wedding out of town and you wanted to be gone for a long weekend, or you wanted to go on vacation, or you just needed some of those breaks. Our respite care is not a day opportunity, but it would be overnight opportunities. So there would be an apartment that your loved one could stay in with the caregivers for a price. I'm not exactly sure what that price is, but if you were to call La Clee Groves or Merrimack Bluffs or go online to look at their information, I'm sure they would be able to share with you what some of that would be. And then if the caregiving is getting to be too much, I did want to mention that we have something called, we have a level of care at each of our senior living communities here in the St. Louis area that is called memory care assisted living. So in this case, it would be different than the typical assisted living where you, of course, have your independence to come and go. This would be in a spot that there are more restrictions. So your loved one would be in an environment that's stimulating, in an environment that with caregivers who know and have been trained to care for adults with Alzheimer's. And we are introducing a brand new type of a program in our memory care assisted living called My Story. So our caregivers that are in that environment are being trained to learn more about the story from that person or their family so they can use those memories to stimulate stimulate more. So it's a brand new program, My Story. It's part of our memory care assisted living. And our locations here in the St. Louis area that have memory care assisted living are Laclede Groves in Webster Groves, Merrimack Bluffs in Baldwin, Breeze Park in St. Charles, actually Cottleville, and Hidden Lake in North County, and Meridian Village in Glen Carbon, Illinois. So if you have a loved one and or you know a caregiver and you just want to explore that possibility, it is certainly welcome to just simply call, make an appointment, find out who qualifies for it, how much does it cost, what is involved. In at least two of our places, these Laclede Groves and Meridian Village, this memory care, oh, actually three, Hidden Lake also North County, our type of environment for memory care assisted living is done as a household. So those maybe 14 to 20 adults living with Alzheimer's are in this area where there is a kitchen, there's a dining room, and there's a living room. So it's like a household, and then they have their bedroom. But in that environment, let's say, for example, in the kitchen, there might be a day if they know that one of those women had a favorite apple pie recipe and she can remember it. They invite her to share that recipe and to help peel the apples and to do that. So it's much more of a home-like environment. Sure. So you can get engaged in those activities that were part of your life so that that can stimulate much more of your memory. So it's a unique way, the household environment, memory care assisted living.
I like that.
So that along with the My Story really creates a different feel for having your loved one get into that environment than feeling like you are placing them in a non-caring, sterile environment.
It's kind of the opposite of, a sterile environment where there's...
And one thing, you know, I know that it's a very hard decision to do, hard decision to make, to place your loved one in the care of someone else. But one of the things I would want everyone to consider is how much of a toll does that take on you as being a family member, to be that daughter or that husband or that wife, that quality time. If someone can take the burden of the care, if you would let us be the caregivers, you can spend more time being that loved one, being that family, coming and spending that quality time because you're not dealing with the stress of the caring. So our memory care assisted living, once again, available at Laclede Groves, Breeze Park, Merrimack Bluffs, Hidden Lake, and Meridian Village.
And they can find out more at LSS Living.
LSSLiving.org. If you go on LSSLiving.org, you'll see tabs along the side and click on the one that says Senior Living Communities. Then you'll come up with our locations. And then you click on the location you'd like to explore. Let's say you lived in St. Charles and you wanted to explore the possibilities at Breeze Park. You'd click on Breeze Park. And then there will be tabs. Those tabs will tell you a little bit more about each of the level of care, that level of living or care that is available. Plus, there is a spot there, and it just says make an appointment. So you could even just click on there and or contact us for more information. You can click on there, and it's a much faster way to just engage in a conversation about the possibilities.
Very neat.
Yes. And as a devotional thought today, I thought I would share, you know, this is such a serious topic. And you think about how frail, when you think about if one in three seniors dies of Alzheimer's or dementia, that really indicates that when you are in the throes of Alzheimer's, you become very, very frail. And I was struck by the Alzheimer's.org that they are hosting an event on June 21st, and they're calling it the longest day. Now, of course, June 21st is our longest day, but the comment that they made online is that June 21st is the longest day for most of us, and it occurs once a year. But if you are living with Alzheimer's or dementia, every day is the longest day. So when you think about that, it is just a very frail and vulnerable time of life. So I just wanted to share some of the some Bible verses that refer to aging, but also bring that sense of comfort. For example, Isaiah 46, verse 4, "Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am He. I am He who will sustain you. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you, and I will rescue you." If you think about that, even if you are that caregiver, even if you are that person who is married to or a daughter or a son of or a grandchild of someone living with Alzheimer's, you also can turn to the Lord and know that He will sustain you. He made each one of us. He knows each one of the hardships and challenges we are all living with. We look at our loved ones, if they are those who are dealing with, who are living with Alzheimer's. You think about that point at which what they can no longer recall. Their body may be remaining strong for a while, but their mind is not. And that comfort from Isaiah 46, "I have made you, and I will carry you, I will sustain you, and I will rescue you," reassures us that even if our loved one cannot remember, the Lord will never forget.
Amen. And all that made complete in Jesus. Amen. Thanks, Jane. Always good to talk with you.
We'll see you next week.
God's blessings. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll talk with our friends from Lutheran Association for Special Education. Stick around for more His Time right after this on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.